Whose data gets to take the fast lane? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The head of the FCC says, don't worry, internet users.
There is one internet. One internet.
But after the latest FCC vote, some critics are not so sure. They're worried because the local connections that bring internet service into your home are primarily owned by four large companies. You know, the folks with the world's best hold music.
All of our representatives are busy.
And the FCC has opened the door to letting those companies set up express lanes where services like Netflix could pay a toll for faster service. The fear is that millions of people getting high-speed Godzilla downloads might relegate the latest YouTube Chihuahua video to the slow lanes. So these people want the internet companies regulated as if they were a phone company. After all, for many of us, they are the phone company. But the anti-regulation side says that will kill innovation. Remember when there was only one government-regulated phone company? We were all slaves to landlines and busy signals. Whereas now, thanks to deregulation, it is impossible to miss a phone call unless you lose all feeling in your thigh. Now, for me, as someone who still owns one of these, recognize that, kids? I'm amazed the number of seconds it might take to download a high-definition film to your home theater system can actually lead to protests. I'm also amazed anyone thinks we're somehow going to insulate the internet from government interference.
We learned that our governments have created a system of worldwide mass surveillance.
I think we passed that off-ramp miles ago. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.